The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
God bless you. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It's my privilege to welcome you into this brand new month. We want to appreciate God and thank Him for how He has spared your life and my life in the course of the first month of the year. Listen to this. We have heard several testimonies shared in the month of January. But I can tell you that what is going to happen to you in this month in righteousness will be a big surprise to you in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, get set, because God is going to appear to you suddenly. I say God is going to appear to you suddenly. And the solution to all your challenges is going to come suddenly in the name of Jesus. We are starting a new series in our Wisdom Impartation services this month. As you know that we run all our services in series. This is to foster and engender learning and to help to understand the topic being taught in-depthly with a view to using them profitably. My prayer for you is that nobody will be the same again after the end of this month. This month, in our Wisdom Impartation services, we'll be talking up on a topic titled Divine, Securing Divine Allocations. Divine, which I call Divine Allocation Series. Divine Allocation Series. And tonight, I'll be speaking on assessing divine allocation for long life. Assessing divine allocation of long life. Assessing divine allocation of long life. God has a great package which is called allocation. State governments, local governments, federal governments all have what is called monthly allocations released to them by the necessary statutory bodies. Ministries, MDAs, all receive allocations. Our God also does the same thing. He is the richest and the wealthiest. Nobody is more wealthier than God. He has what he calls allocations released to his children from time to time. May you not miss your own allocation. I say, may you not miss your allocation. I say, may you not miss your allocation. Let me hear your loudest amen. And one of these allocations is called long life. What is long life? Long life simply means a life which reaches the peak of old age before exit from this world. Long life simply means a life that gets to the peak of old age before exiting the world. Number two, what is long life? It is a life that has brought glory to God and impacted men without being shortened by forces. A life that has brought glory to God. Someone say glory to God. It has brought glory to God and impacted men. And then there is no force that was able to cut it short. Friends, there is no power visible on this earth that will be able to cut your life short in the name of Jesus. And God is not a liar. In Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. So God is not a liar. He doesn't lie. One of our major packages as Christians is to live long. Someone say live long. in Psalms 91 verse 16. Psalms 91 verse 16, he said, with long life will I satisfy you. Psalms 91 16, with long life I will satisfy you. Friends, there is no power on this earth that will be able to cut your life short in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Friends, we are in a world whereby you see obituaries and you begin to wonder. At this age, you begin to marvel. What's going on? What is really happening? At the prime of people's age, when they should just start enjoying their life, devil tries to cut off their life. At the time when they have labored and it's time for them to settle and say, yes, it's even time to rest, devil cuts them off, shortens their life. But as for you, your destiny will never be shortened in the name of Jesus. Nothing shatters darkness like light. And all you need to walk in long life is light. That's all you need. In Hosea 4 verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So when you are not well lighted, it's easy for somebody's life to be cut off. And that's why tonight, amongst other things, we'll be showing you what it takes for you to enjoy long life. Reverend Kenneth Hagin said, he said, for 61 years, I don't know what is called headache. For the past 61 years, I don't know what is called paracetamol. 61 years, even in old age, very strong. He saw his children, he saw his grandchildren, he saw his great grandchildren. You are going to also replicate that. Amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Amen. You must know that the key of death is no longer with the devil. Christ collected it in Revelation 1 verse 18. When Christ died, he did not die for nothing. He went to contend to retrieve. He said, I am, let's read it together, 1, 2, go now. Everybody. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the what? Your father has the key of hell and of death. He died specifically to ensure that you don't die early. He died at 33. To ensure that you are not destroyed before your time. Devil has no place again around you. Devil has no power again around you. Colossians chapter 5, Colossians 2 verse 15. He has no power again to torment you. He has no power again to destroy you. He says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a open show. You know what they call open show? When you beat somebody publicly, you disgrace him yeshuously. He said, he has made an open show of him and he triumphed over him. Friends, the victory side is where you are. Come on, shout a big hallelujah. And quickly tonight, I want you to declare, I shall not die but live. You know, this mouth, when you are meant to talk and you don't talk, it's a problem. It's not for decoration. It's not only for food. I want to say after me loud and clear, I shall not die but live. Nobody in my family is permitted to die. I shall not die but live. To declare the glory of God. I am not a wastable person. The devil and his agent cannot waste me. The devil and his cohort cannot waste me. Satan cannot kill me. It is impossible. Shout a big hallelujah. Important facts about your long life package. Number one, death is under your feet. Romans 16 verse 20. I'll take that very quickly because of our time. Death is under your feet. It is under, he says, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. So Satan is now where? Where is he now? under your feet. That's why Luke 10 verse 19, he said, I will give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 19. So nothing is permitted to hurt you. Satan is under your feet. Number two, important fact about the long life package is that you have victory over death. In 1 John 4 verse 4, the B part, it says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you are victorious over death. Also, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 also explains to us, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? That is, I have victory over you. These things should make you very bold. When the enemy comes to you, this kind of scripture should spring up in your mind. Say, death, shut up. Grave, keep quiet there. When I'm talking, you don't talk. Why? Because there is something in you. You are not an empty vessel. You are not an empty person. Devil is just threatening. But I'm here to tell you tonight that his threat is nonsense. Somebody say nonsense. It is nonsense. 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 Number three, important fact about your long life package is that your long life package terminates weeping. In Luke chapter 7, verse 12 to 16, there's a story there of a woman who had just one son. Someone say one son. Devil is very wicked. Just one son. And the devil killed the boy. And the Bible says, as they were going, and now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. You know, people know how to console people. Everybody came, this woman, a widow with only one son. Devil won't kill this one son again. And the Bible says, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Your heritage is a weep not heritage. You are not permitted to weep from January 1st to December 31st this year. I thought somebody would say a big amen. And the Bible says, he came and touched the bear, and they that bore him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Next verse now. And he that was dead sat up. He had to listen. And began to speak. And he delivered him unto his mother. Verse 16. And there came a fear on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us. And that God has visited his people. God will visit your family today. This month of February, God will visit your family. This month of February, God will visit your family. Turn to your neighbor and say, weep not. So, important fact about long life. Number one is death is under your feet. Number two, you have victory over death. Number three, you are not permitted to weep. According to also Hosea 13 verse 14. Hosea chapter 13 verse 14 also explains that I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. You can see God speaking here now. Oh death, I will be thy plague. Oh grave, I will be thy destruction. God will destroy the grave concerning you. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. That is, I will not allow anything to change my mind to make you to die before your time. Your life shall be a long life. Important fact about the long life package is that it is a choice. It is a choice. You can decide to stay. In Deuteronomy 30 verse 19, Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life. That is, choose to be alive. Put your hand on your chest and say, I choose to be alive. I say it very loud and clear. He said, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed, both you and your son and your daughters might live. That's what the Bible says. It's a story of a woman told by one of our great mentors and fathers in the faith in one of his books that I read, Pastor Paul Enetche. He said, a woman in their village, her only daughter died. And after the only daughter, who is the benefactor of the family, when she died, the mother said, within 7 days, I must go and meet this, my daughter. I can't stay. And everybody was begging her. Everybody was begging her. He said, no. First day, second day, she didn't die. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth. On the 7th day, she slept and she never woke up again. This is also a story of a man who was in the hospital, who was sick, and he said, God doesn't like me. God doesn't love me. Eventually, he became better, and the doctor discharged him and said, go home. He said, no, I'm supposed to die. What am I waiting for? Anyway, let me just rest here for 1 or 2 days before I know what to do. And within those remaining 2 days of rest, he died and never came back. He just slept and never woke up. So, death and life is a choice. You have to choose to be alive. Is somebody with me tonight? Is somebody with me tonight? You choose it. He said, no, I choose to be alive. I choose. I have not finished my assignment. I am going nowhere. Let me hear you say that very clearly. I am going. You are going. I say, you are going where? Nowhere. I'm not going anywhere. Devil, you can't call me. I'm not finished my race. When I'm done, I'll tell you. And number 5, important fact about the long life package in your divine allocation is that Jesus came primarily. One of the major reasons why Jesus came is for you to have long life. There are many reasons why Jesus came, but one of it primarily is long life. Someone say long life. In John chapter 10 verse 10, John 10 verse 10, the Bible says, the devil cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Someone say more abundantly. He said, this is the reason why I have come. That your life might be a life of abundance. I came to give you long life. I shortened my life so that I can elongate your own. It's just like shortening. It's just like when Jesus became poor so that we can become rich. I think that's 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 or so. He became poor so that we can become rich. He shortened his own life so that, he says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet he became poor, that you through his poverty. Now listen, most of these things are mysteries. If you are not a person that is patient, you might not understand. How can he become poor there? So his poverty now will now make me rich. Yes. His death will now make me not die early. Yes. His health, his bruises will now not make me have bruises. Yes. Every other thing apart from that is from the devil, and you must reject it. I say you must reject it. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. I'll give you quick 6 examples of our fathers who enjoyed long life. Number 1 is called Abraham. In Genesis 15 verse 15. Genesis chapter 15 verse 15. Abraham lived 175 years. The Bible says, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Now, in Genesis 25 verse 7 to 8, where he exited, the Bible says, and these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived. 153 and 15, that is 175 years. Your own father lived for 175 years. You shouldn't be talking of death now. Okay, I'm gonna say maybe it's just Abraham. Let's go to Isaac in the book of Genesis 35, verse 28 to 29. Isaac lived 180 years. And the days of Isaac were 104 score. A score is 20. Okay? So 104 score is what? 100 plus 80. Father lived 175. He lived 180. You are not permitted to be thinking of death at 30, at 40, at 50. It's an aberration. It's an anathema. It's not right. It's a mistake. Someone say it's a mistake. That's not God's portion for you. Number three, examples of people that had long life who are fathers. Next verse is called Jacob. Jacob lived for 147 years in Genesis 47 verse 28. 147 years he was alive. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole of Jacob's life was 147 years. 147 years. He was as strong as a rock. For 147 years, Jacob was he was robust in health. Number four person is called Moses. In Deuteronomy 34 verse 7, the Bible says that at 120 years, he was so strong, his natural strength was not abated. His eyes did not grow dim. Moses was 120 years when he died. His eyes was not dim. No, his natural, that is, at 120, if Moses get married, he will still have good children. Moses can still get married to a new virgin of 21 years and still be able to father children. That's what that place is trying to say. His eyes were strong and his bones were rock solid. Moses went to the mountain to go and die. He didn't use helicopter. He walked to the mountain and said, yes, I want to die now here. You can see what I'm saying here. Issue of devil threatening your health, threatening your life, threatening your destiny is over finally tonight in the name of Jesus. It's over finally tonight in the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number five is Joseph. Genesis 50 verse 26. Joseph was 110 years before he died. And Joseph died being 110 years old, and they embalmed him. And he was put in the coffin in Egypt. Joseph was mega strong till 110 years. He ruled and reigned. He saw his children to the third and fourth generation. He saw his children, his children's children. Somebody is here tonight. That will be your testimony. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. And of course, number six is called Joshua. In Joshua chapter 24 verse 29, Joshua 24 verse 29 also says that, and it came to pass after these things that Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, being 110 years, he also died 110 years. So this is to show you your inheritance. You don't forget that what you can see in your fathers, you can easily partake. Because you are a candidate of inheritance. Someone say inheritance. That is, lines are falling for you. Psalm 16 verse 6. Lines are falling for you in pleasant places. Yea, I have a godly heritage. You are a person of heritage. You can inherit easily. Don't forget what I told you on Friday night when we were blasting prayers here. How you can reject evil in the life of your parents and accept the good part. Did somebody remember that on Friday? You can inherit the good part of your parents and reject what you don't like. Somebody's here. That will be your testimony. I said that will be your testimony. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Abraham had more than one wife. Isaac had more than one wife. When he got to Jacob, he said, no, I'm not going towards all those kind of life. You can decide on the kind of life you want to live. And somebody's here, you will never die in an untimely manner. Amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. Amen. So you have a goodly and godly heritage. Quickly tonight, as we begin to round up, I'll give you three keys to long life tonight. Continue some other time. Three keys to long life. Pastor, I have heard that my inheritance is long life. I need the keys. Number one key to long life is total honor for the Almighty God. Honoring God enables you to secure long life. Honoring God with your life, with your time. In Isaiah 38 verse 1, there's a story of a man there called King Hezekiah. Who who honored God with his life, and God told the prophet, say, prophet, Isaiah, go and tell this woman is going to die. And he said, God, remember that I'm a man that honors you. In those days, this guy was sick unto death. And Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Yes, 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 we are still going to verse 5. Then Hezekiah turned his face towards the world and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done what that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Then came the word of the Lord unto Isaiah, saying, you know, God changed his mind fast. Anytime God sees honor, even if he wants to destroy, he will change his mind. He will change his mind. He will change his mind. Go and say to Hezekiah, go back again and say, I've changed my mind. Thus saith the Lord. Verse 5. I didn't say go back. I just said, go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 more. I will add 15 more years to your years, even at your old age. Anytime God sees honor, anywhere God sees people honoring him, he always makes sure that they live very long. Number two key to long life is honoring your parents. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 2 say, honor thy father. Is somebody listening to me tonight? Because there are many youths in this house tonight. So many big boys and big girls in court. Who their eyes have suddenly become open. In Yoruba they say, oh laju. Am I the one as handsome as this? Wow. Is it me, a lady? I have more than 24 toasters. Even if you have 39 toasters, you were born by somebody. You have to honor them. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with the promise. Now go on now. Next verse. This is the promise now. That it may be well with it. What does that mean? It won't be well with somebody who doesn't honor his father and mother. Oh. No wonder many are vagabonds in the society today. No wonder many are misfit in the society. Just open their mouth. Just talk anyhow. I have no respect for such people. I have zero respect for such people. No matter what or who you have become, somebody that gave birth to you must be honored. It's a must. Then we will see their parents' phone call and he needs the call for 2-3 days. 4 days. Hello. Only maybe 5 days ago. Your parents. Shakatabaya. What about when you were crying for breast milk then? If they ignore you for 5 days, will you be alive today? To be posing. Then Helen, I appreciate you. Or they deny you food when you were at least okay. You are rich now. We thank God. Thank God for your riches, and thank God for the amount of wealth you have amassed in the bank. Though we have not really started seeing the effect in the church yet. Friends, relax. You have a long way to go. Don't let your shoulder pad deceive you. When you remove your total clothes, you can see how you look like. Don't let your shoulder pad and your eyelashes or your haircut as a man deceive you. Let your brain relax. 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 Honor your father. Honor your mother. them as trash. You want long life? Celebrate them. Appreciate them while they are alive. They will not be alive forever. So while they are alive, let them know that you appreciate what they have done for you. Let them know that their little effort. Please don't be an ungrateful child. An ungrateful child is a child that doesn't care about his background. I know Yorubas will say, a river that forgets its source with what? Oh. That's why many are drying up. That's why many are drying up. But you never get dried up. I say you never get dried up. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. So, I'm not saying they are perfect too. I must tell you, the more people get older, the more problematic they become. They just begin to behave somehow. Eh? It can be annoying. Ah! I've been there. They can provoke you. One day, my mother and I were in Lagos. We went to greet somebody as we were coming. I don't even know what would happen. I mistakenly passed a road that shouldn't have passed. And last man just came out with gun and everything, with police. And they arrested the two of us. And she started talking. I said, Mommy, I need to let me talk. At least I will be able to talk. She said, ha, hey, Joe, hey. Ah, here you go. You see now what you have called. He said, wait, let me talk to these people and let them understand who we are. We are not, they know. Before we knew it, they tore our car to their last mile place. Allow, sir. I'm in Alausa now. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I think that was before this ministry started. So that was quite some time ago, and I can't remember now. What am I trying to say? They can provoke. They can provoke you, but you have to be patient. See, there is something in their mouth. It's invisible, but it's there. When they can shower it on you, I hear it there. You are not a fool. It is that thing you are looking for. You discharge. One of my sons here, I don't know if he's here tonight. One of our youths here tonight. I gave an instruction in December. I said, as you are going home, all of you, buy something for your prayer. No matter how small. Just buy something that you know they will like. And he bought something. The mother and the father say, what's going on here? Because it's very strange. He probably might not have done something like that before. What's happening? Tell us, what is going on? How come? You have never done it. You only collecting. Mommy, daddy, give me. Then they blessed him. And then when he was going back, they called him back. They said, that's your pastor that taught you this thing. Take this thing, go and give it to him. He has taught you the right thing. And also, when I also collected it, I thank God for it. And I said, okay, somebody else too, let this thing also bless you. You can see the flow of the blessings. So, what am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? Honor them. Don't open your mouth anyhow and just, if you have any discrepancy with your parents, don't sleep tonight. Phone them. And even if they are in Congo, Kinshasa. Hello, Congo. Mommy, Mofeba Soro. Apologize. You know, there are some mothers or some parents that they will not keep malice very well. They will not phone you. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying tonight? They will not tassi you. They will not respond to you. Anything you say, even in the house, they say, okay. That is my bayi. Be going with you. But the Bible says that wisdom is what? I'll be teaching more about that this month under the Breakthrough Unlimited series.
Wisdom is profitable to them. You can't break through except you are full of wisdom. If you only always want to prove right, don't talk. Don't.
Number what now? Kai, I need to close now. We have to pray. Shandaya. Eh? Number three. Okay. Right words.
Your words are important to your long life. Don't talk carelessly. Your words can damage your destiny. And your words can construct your destiny. In Proverbs 18 verse 21, the Bible says, death and life are in the power of... Most of the people that talk about death, that they just feel like dying, they don't even wait. These things are very magnetic. You magnetize what you call to yourself. That's why Yoruba will say, it is with one's mouth, one will say its own, it's okay. Eh? Did you get that one? Uh-huh. It is with your mouth, you say, my own is okay. Use your mouth to call, I can't die. See, forget sickness. Forget issue of taking drugs, high blood pressure. It's not my portion. See, bet it at. That's the way you should be taught. It's not pride. It's not pride. That's why people mistake pastors. When pastors talk, they say, maybe this pastor is pride. It's not. We are talking under the knowledge of the scripture we have acquired. And our work is to inject that same knowledge into others, making them even better than us. My prayer for you is that your life will become better and better by the day in the name of Jesus. And number four, where we stop tonight so that we can go to prayers. Keys to long life. The communion. In John chapter 6, verse 48 to 50, John chapter 6, verse 48 to 50, he says, I am the bread of life. Someone say bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and were dead. This is the bread. Said, some people ate manna and they still died. He said, but this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat it thereof. And what? And what? And not. See, this communion you want to, I didn't say this. So. And he didn't say, eat amala and not die. Or eat. We said, eat the bread. The bread. He said, this is the bread that cometh down from heaven. He said that once you eat it, you can't just die. You can't just drop dead. You can't just be in the room and then you say, I don't even know. No. As long as you are regularly taking this communion, it is your key for longevity. Someone say longevity. Longevity. So the issue of untimely death is not, you can be reading it in papers, but you can never come near your family. You can be seeing it on the net, but you never come near your family. I thought I would hear a louder amen. I say this prophetically. I say this prophetically. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you are not permitted to die young in the name of Jesus. I say you will never die young in the name of Jesus. Grace for long life and also prosperity. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate it.